Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Congressman Derek Van Orden regarding the coming farm bill. Also, in this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Eric Wimberger touts the Joint Finance Committee's move to create a dedicated $125 million PFAS fund in the state budget. And in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Evers touts his proposed investment in fixing Wisconsin's roads and infrastructure. And finally, we'll tell you about the Why on the Fly program, offering food and programming to Chippewa Falls and surrounding areas this summer. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with the fact that when Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden took the baton to represent the 3rd Congressional District from Democrat Ron Kind, one of the committees he wanted to make sure to serve on was the Ag Committee. In fact, no one in the 3rd Congressional District had served in that committee since Republican Congressman Steve Gunderson did so back in the mid-90s. So Van Orden did get his wish fulfilled. The farm bill is only passed every 5 years, and its intention is to support a strong ag industry and cover a wide range of programs and resources that apply to farms in rural America, including, of course, rural Wisconsin. With the Ag Committee working to develop this year's farm bill, committee members have been getting feedback from farmers and ag leaders across the state and nation. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, no exception there, as he was meeting with members of his own Agriculture Advisory Board in Eau Claire on Friday, telling WEAU-TV,
"Nobody knows what needs to be in a farm bill better than a farmer. Or, on the other side, when you're talking about the SNAP program, someone who's in need and who's used these programs before, they know what they need."
Van Orden tells WEAU that the goal is to have the farm bill written by September. Meanwhile, in this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Eric Wimberger from northeastern Wisconsin touts the Joint Finance Committee's move to create a dedicated $125 million PFAS fund in the state budget.
"Last week, I championed a motion to create a dedicated $125 million PFAS fund in the state budget. PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals, are a group of chemicals linked to environmental contamination. PFAS are widely used in products that protect against heat and grease and can be found in cookware, clothing, paper, and food packaging, to only name a few. Recently, I independently investigated and exposed the DNR-approved practice of spreading PFAS-laden biosolids onto farms, which can depreciate land values and force costly remediation, regardless of whether the landowner caused the contamination in the first place. Despite my repeated attempts to convince the Evers administration to stop, the DNR continues to permit the spread of PFAS onto farms, and wells throughout the state are being actively irreversibly contaminated. The Republican-led Joint Finance Committee is fighting back over the DNR's mismanagement by setting up this fund. This will be the only dedicated PFAS-centered state appropriation to address emerging needs. It's good for public health. As our work on the state budget continues, our commitment to improving the health, safety, and well-being of our state and its residents remains strong."
Again, Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of northeastern Wisconsin with this week's Republican radio address. In the Democratic radio address this week, Governor Evers touts his proposed investment in fixing Wisconsin's roads and infrastructure.
"When I ran for governor the first time, I promised to fix the darn roads, and I meant it. Since 2019, our administration has improved more than 5,800 miles of roads and nearly 1,600 bridges across the state. And I've repaired some of those potholes myself, by the way. This week, I've been out on pothole patrol fixing the darn roads my darn self. But there's still more work to do to ensure a state has the 21st century transportation and infrastructure to prepare our workforce and our economy for the future. And we have to start today. That's why my budget makes several key investments and needs that have long been neglected. I'm proposing the highest level of funding ever for aid that goes directly towards helping local counties and communities repair and maintain roads, in addition to investments to build out our state's electric vehicle infrastructure and support key bridge and highway rehabilitation projects. With an historic nearly $7 billion surplus, we have the historic opportunity to invest in our communities to ensure our state is ready for the 21st century. Safe, reliable infrastructure is critical to the success of Wisconsin's economy and workforce, and ensuring these connections for local communities is essential to keeping the state moving forward. So let's get to work. Thank you."
Governor Tony Evers with this week's Democratic radio address. And finally, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, I caught up with Carrie Mathwig, Healthy Living Director at the Chippewa Falls YMCA, to talk about the Y and the Fly program offering food and programming to Chippewa Falls and the surrounding area this summer. I began by asking what the Y on the Fly program is all about.
Y on the Fly program is essentially an extension of our YMCA, where our whole goal is to build a Y without walls so we can take our services and our mission of the Y to other areas outside of the Y building. So we piloted this last summer in Chippewa Falls, Cadott, New Auburn, Boyd, and Stanley, and it went over really, really well. So we decided this year we were going to expand it.
And one of the ways you're expanding is in partnership with the Chippewa Falls School District and also Feed My People. Tell us about that.
Yes. So a lot of the programs at the Y obviously are here to serve a mission. And one of the things that's really important to us is making sure that kids have healthy food, healthy activities, and just basically good summers. So what we were looking at is what are other ways that we can serve, especially during the summer where there's that gap in kids having that physical activity and getting up and going to school, and then plus those who may have to rely on school for their breakfast and lunch. So we reached out to the school district to ask them initially if we could partner and just provide services on their sites, and then they were so gracious and said, actually, why don't we work together and provide the food for those students also. So anyone who shows up to our sites this summer will get a free sack lunch from the school district. Feed My People was very involved too, and they're going to come to our Parkview location every Thursday and deliver 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of food for our community. That is basically just a drive-through food pickup. So it's gonna be a really great endeavor this summer.
So everyone's going to be welcome to attend these events. Tell us about them.
Yes. So the biggest goal for the event is just to make sure that we have some sort of registration. It's not required, but then that way we can plan our food. The school district can only provide the free sack lunches to those under 18 years old, but you can be from anywhere. It doesn't have to be in the school district. And you just kind of come. We're going to have an hour of coordinated activities with 3 full-time staff members who are going to be providing that. After those activities are done, you can have an on-site lunch. And then again, at our Parkview location, it's open to the entire community, no age restrictions at all. And you can come in, have fun with the Y and the Fly programming, and then take some food home with you.
So this will actually start the week of June 12th. Tell us about that.
Yes, we were going to wait because we were planning this way last year. It seems like forever ago. But with all the snow days that were going on, we wanted to be sure that we had enough cushion. So school ends on June 6th. Our program will start on June 12th. We won't run the week of the fair or 4th of July because there's just so much going on in the community at that time. But then after that, we'll pick right up and we will be at school sites 5 days a week providing food and activities all summer long.
Wow, 5 days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty ambitious. And that running through when?
Through the last full week of August, which would be the August 25th will be our last day.
Mathwig says
we'll be at one school each day.
So, okay.
We'll be there, and then again, just the school is just because we know that younger students are used to getting to the school. They've been to the elementary school, but if you go to Homestead, that doesn't mean you can't go to our Hillcrest Y and the Fly site. It's just an easy way for us to be able to coordinate around the city. But so yes, you could any individual could come to all 5 of our sites. Uh-huh. We'll just be at a different school site each day.
Mm-hmm. And Southview Elementary, that'll begin about 5 weeks later.
Yes. Yep. They have summer school at Southview for the district, and so we were waiting until after their summer school was over, and then we'll provide those services in the afternoon. We'll just pick up where the school leaves off. Another thing to note, too, is in conjunction with our partnership for the school, this will never cancel because if weather is bad, we'll go inside. We have bathroom access. We have water access. We have everything that you're going to need, which was so great for the school to allow us that. So we'll have use of their facilities, even if it's raining or something's going on with the weather event, that we'll still be able to provide the food and the programming.
Is there a certain time each day you'll be at? I mean, a certain consistent time?
Yep, 10:30 until noon. At all of those sites Monday through Friday. And then when we do go to Southview, we'll be going in the afternoons because I believe we'll already be at Stilson those mornings, and that will start at 1 o'clock.
Is there somewhere online where it's listed in terms of when you'll be at what schools?
Yep. You can go to our website, ymca-cv.org. In the search box, if you just type in Y on the fly, you'll get brought to our webpage, and you can get all of the information there. Again, you can sign up. It's not required, but that would help us immensely with planning for activities and food. Sign up there. Where do you want? What school sites do you want to attend? Do you want to attend all of them? And then that gets sent over to me, so then we can coordinate those plans accordingly for the summer.
A food truck pantry is going to be provided by Feed My People. Tell us about that.
Yep. So Feed My People originally was going to provide the food at our Chippewa Falls sites, but when the school district stepped up and said that they would provide that, Feed My People was still like, how can we help families in Chippewa Falls? So we are partnering with them on Thursdays. They'll bring a food truck to our Parkview location, and they'll hand out 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of fresh food every single week. It's important to note that even the weeks that we don't have our Y on the Fly programming, the week of July 4th and the Fair Week, Feed My People will still be at Parkview handing out food.
Mm. And finally, I believe starting June 26th, you're going to be offering events beyond just Chippewa Falls, right?
Yes, so this is a great big deal, too. And this is between us and Feed My People. Every Monday will be in Bloomer, every Tuesday will be in Cornell, every Thursday will be in Stanley, and every Friday will be in Cadott. And so we'll be at the same location for those different cities in our community, in our county. But this is where Feed My People will invest in food and snacks on site, and then the Y has invested in sending home about 5 meals with each individual who comes. So they'll get something for breakfast, some lunch type meals, some snacks, and a dinner.
Hmm. Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you, Carrie, so much for this great work and for talking to us about it today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for helping us promote it. And again, it's just something that we're proud to offer to our community, and just excited to be a part of the partnership with Chippewa Falls School District and Feed My People.
Carrie Mathwig, Healthy Living Director for the Chippewa Falls YMCA, on the Y on the Fly program, offering food and programming to Chippewa Falls and surrounding areas this summer in partnership with the Chippewa Falls School District and Feed My People Food Bank, hosting those free mobile events at elementary schools throughout Chippewa Falls this summer beginning on June 12th. Activities and food will be offered at no charge to the entire community, and then starting June 26th, Y on the Fly events offered in rural communities including Cornell, Bloomer, Stanley, and Cadott. Registration is not required but requested to help with planning purposes. To register for Y on the Fly, see the complete schedule, and learn about other upcoming Y on the Fly events, visit the website ymca-cv.org/Y on the Fly. Again, earlier in Chippewa Valley this week, we heard from Congressman Derek Van Orden regarding the coming Farm Bill and the weekly radio addresses from Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger and Democratic Governor Tony Evers. I'm Mark Halverson.